LegacyHeating.ca.
It's time for another edition of Struds On Pocket Squares.
No, I got to be more aggressive. Pull it out. Show the whole world what I got. Another 3-4 inches for sure.
Car Wash Wands.
At the time, is almost to the point where I put the loonie in. I run over and grab my stick, start blowing the water all over the place, and she gone.
Raves.
I'm not a huge DJ guy. I mean, I guess if you hand me a couple glow sticks and a tight white t-shirt that, you know, I can get wet, maybe I'd be into it.
It's time for Struds On.
D-Man breakouts. There's been a lot of talk, by some good people. Some made some good insight about the Oilers breakouts and their D. And it's something I've noticed for a little while now, specifically since Christmas. It feels like when the Oilers get possession, the Oilers D get possession, someone is going streaking. They're gone. Like, they are just blowing the zone, and the D-men are just firing the puck up the ice, hoping that it gets to whomever, and then, you know, maybe they can make a play out of there. And I can tell you, as a D-man, it's one of my least favorite plays to do. Now, there are certain times it's okay, like on a change. Let's say that the other team's changing, you want to catch them on a bad change, boom, fired up, boom, we're gone. But the reality is this, when you fired up there as a D-man to one of your players, not all the time. Now, there are some players that do a bump back play. So maybe I'm standing at the red line and I fire it up to that winger. He bumps it back to the center who's coming with speed and you're gone. We see that sometimes in NHL, but it doesn't happen all the time. But what happens is oftentimes you fire that puck up to that guy on that, whether it's a red line or a blue line, whatever. He is now on an island. He's usually standing still, so he has zero speed. And that's a D-man's dream on the other team, a defending D-man's dream. So now he's got the puck and he's standing still. So he's probably not going to beat you one-on-one. So that means you can stand up. Or he just tips it in when it's coming in hot. The goalie goes out and stops it. The other D-man picks it up and then boom, they come out. There's zero possession. It's like you're just trying to get it away from your net as fast as you can. And it's like, okay, we're just going to get it out of here. We're going to just kick it away. We had a coach used to call, we just punt it. We just punt the puck away and it's a turnover. To me, it's a turnover. Now it just goes all the way back down the other end. And now you got to try to get it back. You had it in your end. Now you got to go all the way back to their end and try to get it back, but they're coming at you with speed. And I don't know why that's the case. In past years, we've seen Connor McDavid, I'll use Connor here specifically, come down really low and slow, and then you hit him with a little pass to the middle. And I thought Bouchard, and he really had a nice little connection at that time, goes and picks up the puck of the corner, and just think about how many times you saw Connor, like, I'm talking below circles, like the bottom of his own circle, that's on the right side because Bouchard's a righty, and just a tap little spot there. And when you do that, Connor McDavid usually has some, and most centers usually have a little space to skate, because it's not like the D-men are come that far down to take him, and sometimes the other guys are in the right position. And if they are under pressure, Connor's quick enough to make either A, beat that guy, or B, make a pass to one of the other guys. But so is Leon Draisaitl, another center. So is Nugent Hopkins, another center. So is Ryan McLeod, another center. So your four centers, the guys that we see play a lot of center, they're fast enough to all and smart enough to all make those little plays out of there. But you have the possession instead of just firing it all the way down. And I just don't understand it. And as a D-man, it was my least favorite play to make. Yeah, I got it. It's like I'm just saying, okay, my troubles are gone. I'm just going to fire it up the ice. But don't just think this is all in the D-men, because the reality is when one or two guys blow the zone, sometimes three we've seen, who's he supposed to pass to? Is every D-man supposed to skate it out of their end, beat two or three guys, get to their own blue line and pass it up? It's not realistic to ask most D-men to do that. There are some that can do it, yes. But in the perfect world, most of your D-men, you want to get it, pass it up, and then you support the rush. Become that second, third, or fourth option as you're coming across the red line, that into their zone. So, you know, Greg's Connor, I see them making this play, and I really noticed it. I can't remember which game I was at. Was it the Islander game? Where they're just stretching, and I don't like it. I don't understand why they're doing it, but I know I don't like it, Greg's, because it's just, you're just so far away, you're so spread out, and Jay talks about that, being disconnected. We're disconnected because you're so far apart all the time, right? And as a D-man, I don't like that play. Every now and then it's okay, but
do they
do
it more in the second period?
Well, that could be a point. I haven't really thought about that. That is a good point. You're getting it out of your zone. But I feel like I've seen it all
the periods. Because I find the second period
the long change.
Yeah. You
try to catch teams on it more. And I have to, it's a good point because I'm just curious. I'd have to watch it too.
Yeah.
Well, nothing worse than the defenseman has possession. The forward standing still at center. He passed to him and all he does is deflect into the zone. I'm like, you just gave up possession. You just gave up 180 feet of possession. Why not hold the puck in your own zone? Okay, let's change and let's regroup. I hate that play.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. You just, now if there aren't, like if you're changing, that's different. If you're, you know what, you and I and Connor out there, we're tired. We're just going to tip it in and we're going to change. That's fine. But I just have it as your breakout. And we've seen it, man. We've seen D-men get puck possession in their own zone and the forwards are gone streaking. They're gone. And then they just hammer the puck up there and sometimes they get possession. Sometimes they don't. But you want your, you look at some of those talented teams. They get the puck with speed through their neutral zone. They're going through this neutral with speed. When the owners, when they do connect on it, how often do they have the speed? Mm-hmm. And I think the Oilers are a fast team, but you look slower when you don't have that ability to break out clean, right? And that's not just NHL level. That's all the way down everybody. To U11, U9, whatever you're talking about. If you are not the fastest skating team, but you pass the puck quickly and you support the puck, you all of a sudden look a lot faster than maybe you are in reality than one guy trying to skate through everybody or passing it 100 feet and then just chipping it in. And then you look slow because their team gets there first and now you're like behind and you're like, wow, all fans, they should hit that guy. Well, he's like 10 feet behind the play, man. Like the hit isn't there anymore. He's missed it. So I don't know why they're doing it. I see they're doing it. Now your point's well taken about which periods. And I feel like it's all three, but I'm not going to die on that. But I'd like to see them come back and come back together, Griggs, I guess is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, you won't get an argument from me. I think that's totally fair. So, especially as the game's all about possession now. And I find that too often still they give up possession too easily where it's kind of not needed.
Especially when he works hard to get it back.
Yes.
Like you get it and I'm just going to shoot it away and, you know, there's even a chance where you can go in, like, let's say a D-man, you're not sure, like Darnay, if he plays tonight, he's going there and he's got Kopitar in the corner. You don't have to steal the puck from Kopitar, pin him on the wall. Guess what? Your center's going to come and steal it. Now you can break it out. Like, that's what they do. That's the center's job, right? To help you. That's their, they're playing all four corners and all 200 feet of the rink.